From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Taser International, the maker of stun guns, has run into a lot of trouble lately, hit with shareholder lawsuits and questions about its gun safety. But rather than shrink into the background, the company is launching a nationwide marketing blitz next week to introduce a new personal taser to the general public. NPR's Laura Sullivan reports.
Anyone looking for a new, powerful weapon might find the personal taser appealing. It looks a lot like a gun, with its black plastic casing that fits into the palm of the hand. It's equipped with a red laser beam for a better aim, and it fires with the pull of a trigger.
Pull the target.
It even comes with a matching black holster. But what many purchasers might really want to know is what it does to its targets. Taser International co-founder Tom Smith compares the feeling to working out.
It's similar to a physical exertion.
The taser fires two metal prods into the clothing or skin of its targets and paralyzes them with 50,000 volts of electricity for as long as 30 seconds. We'll have a demonstration in a few minutes, but first, the taser sales pitch.
I'm going to tell you, this is the great device to get. This is a technology that's proven. It's been out there for 30 years in its form of a taser. We're here to stay, and this is a mainstream product that you can use to safely defend yourselves and not have to make that life or death decision.
Tom Smith wants to see a taser on the belt of every American and sold at the counters of sporting goods stores and Walmart.
You can see it's about the size of a cell phone. It's shaped ergonomically so that I can put it in almost anyone's hand and instinctively they know how to point and aim.
And there's more. When this taser fires, tiny little ID tags spray like confetti to alert police to the registered owner. And Smith says the company will conduct its own background checks on buyers. But the biggest selling point? According to Smith, tasers will make society less violent. No more robberies, no more assaults, no more bar fights.
Just the mere presence of the device is bringing these confrontations to an end. If I put that red dot on you and you see it, you don't know what's at the other end of it, and it could potentially deter somebody without ever having to be deployed.
Well, that's patently absurd.
William Schultz is the executive director of Amnesty International, and he's not buying the sales pitch.
The same argument ought to apply to handguns. Presumably, if that logic is correct, then the fact that anybody might have a handgun and therefore might be able to respond with that kind of lethal force ought to be a prime deterrent. But of course, we know that it isn't.
Amnesty released a new study today linking Taser to 103 deaths. It has also called for police departments to stop using the weapon until more tests are completed. Schultz said the company's pitch carries a familiar theme.
Every time a new weapon is invented throughout history, its manufacturers, its inventors have tried to claim that somehow this new weapon will make the world safer. It's never happened, and it's not going to happen with tasers either.
Taser shouldn't expect any product endorsements from the police either. For them, the biggest problem is that anyone can buy a taser.
It's no more regulated at the federal level than a hairdryer.
Jim Pasco is the executive director of the Fraternal Order of Police. He says anyone can buy one, sell one, and carry one freely in public. Because tasers use compressed gas to fire and not gunpowder, they are not regulated by state or federal firearms laws. And Pasco says what Taser is not advertising is that the weapons can penetrate bulletproof vests and incapacitate an officer from 15 feet away. Pasco's worst nightmare is a cop on the ground while an assailant takes his or her gun, radio, and weapons belt and drives off in the police car.
The CEO of Taser is in the business of selling tasers. Police officers are in the business of public safety. We won't give him advice on selling tasers if he doesn't give us advice on how to keep the public safe.
But before you hand that cashier your $1,000, you may wonder, what exactly does it feel like to be tased?
It's a series of pulses that are very rapid, and your muscles essentially freeze up.
That's Kevin Walker from Taser's public relations firm. Taser's Washington lobbyist, Monty Tripp, used this analogy.
I think it's kind of like being hit by a truck, and then each one of these pulses as it hits you, it's kind of like a jackhammer.
Neither is entirely accurate, as I found out.
We're going to just give you a quick second, and then you can describe it afterwards. Ready? Here we go.
Ow! Ow!
For me, it was excruciatingly painful, like someone reached into my body to rip my muscles apart with a fork, and there was nothing I could do to stop it. Taser says when it's aimed at a criminal, that's a good thing, but critics worry it could be criminals pulling the trigger. Laura Sullivan, NPR News, Washington.